JT Noah's got me up.
I was going to say, you want to...
Let's go, baby. Hey, that's how I feel today, though. DeAndre Hopkins is the Chief, baby.
I can understand why Chiefs fans feel that way, yes.
I'm excited. Brett Veach, you've done it again.
As you should feel excited. You should be happy.
JT Noah, Drew Nixon, Mac Morey, got After Hours here with you for the next 2 hours-ish till 9 o'clock. Been talking DeAndre Hopkins, little college football, been doing it all. We got a lot more on the docket today. If you want to see my raw reaction to the DeAndre Hopkins news, go to our Twitter at TheFan965.
Yes,
Dusty and Bob were able to keep it from me from that 5:50 to 6 a.m. marker before the show started. I somehow just didn't see it. Didn't get the Adam Schefter notification. Didn't see the Adam Schefter notification. Don't know how. Really glad it happened. Like Bob says, you don't always get great surprises. That was a good surprise that I got today. So if you don't watch my raw, genuine reaction of me freaking out, I still feel like that. Here I am, you know, 12 hours later, I'm still at a 10 of a 10 of excitement for this move for the Kansas City Chiefs. But L'Jarius Sneed, former Chiefs corner, maybe I'm reading into this a little much. Maybe he's not as excited, Drew. I don't know.
Oh, did he say something?
He tweets and then deletes this tweet shortly after, but tweeted at 6:18 tonight. Funny business with a smiley face, with that little like smiley face with the halo around it, you know, that kind of smiley face.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh wow, funny business, Sneed. So I think he's a little butthurt. It's a little butthurt. That's okay. It happens. It's fine.
I think there might be a little bit in there. I wonder if it's just it's kind of funny. The Chiefs traded me to the Titans, and now the Titans are trading somebody to the Chiefs. But in a way, you might be like, man, it would be kind of nice to go back and play for a winning football team. Man.
I could go from 1-5 to 6-0.
It would be nice.
Yeah, I wish I could have a chance.
A little jealousy for sure.
Yeah, being back in the AFC Champ game. Yes, it's maybe a little bit of sadness for L'Jarius Sneed after deleting that tweet. But
before we get to what we're going to get to, yes, and it's still time to throw out. From the 913, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, by the way, participate in the show, 913-586-7965. For the 913, do you think signing Hopkins will open up Sky Moore? LOL. Please. No, I know. I think, honestly, that signing might mean that you see less of Sky Moore, as a matter of fact.
Dude, yeah.
As it should.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had 33 snaps on Sunday.
Like
33.
No.
And, of course, he had the one play, the one target wide open. He dropped the pass for first down.
I don't know what could get Sky Moore open.
The fact that he did
what's
it himself
less
was
open
nice
than Sky Moore, like Radio Shack. Maybe Radio Shack might be more open than Sky Moore.
Up, like Circuit City now,
and, Circuit
like
City might be Sears.
Kmart?
Might be more open than Sky Moore.
Jeez.
Nothing can change that. Sky Moore is
a
lost cause.
Disrespectful now. Sorry,
it's a lost cause.
Sorry,
and
Sky.
I had hope. I held on hope. I'm able to hold on optimism as a Chiefs fan. It's a draft pick. He's a young guy. It's his third season. Maybe this is it. He comes out. He knows what he's done wrong. He's learned from the mistakes. He's in Texas every offseason working with Pat. Not coming to fruition.
Someone said we're going to see more Justin Ross than Sky Moore. I think that's a possibility.
I think that is a possibility. Jay Binkley on the show this morning on Fesco and Dusty did say that he did hear that that's going to happen. He's going to be elevated.
Shout out to Bink, yeah.
So that we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Justin Ross, man. I like Justin Ross.
Yeah, I would like that. Him or Remigio, anyone but Moore, I would like to see. More demoted. I'm sorry, man. Come on.
They.
Am I wrong?
You can only blame the Chiefs because they could have drafted another wide receiver.
Yes.
They could have taken care of both Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore before the season started, but they didn't.
And we'll get to that. Are they done? You know, that's really kind of the next conversation. Are the Chiefs done? Are they adding another wide receiver? Did they add a corner after the Watson injury? Lots of different things to talk about as it relates to DeAndre Hopkins, which we will get to throughout the night here tonight on After Hours. 913-586-7965 to be a part of the conversation. Talking about things coming to fruition, if guys have worked out, if guys haven't worked out, some quarterbacks kind of on that teetering line of, okay, is it time? Or do I throw you out? Is it over? Am I done? Am I done watching? Am I done stressing about this? Trevor Lawrence, let's start there. So we just got a few quarterbacks, and I'll just bring them to you and JT, and you guys can simply tell me, and we can have conversations about some of them if there's still time or if you're throwing them out. And when I say that, I really want to like kind of specify this, not like a good quarterback. Like, is this a guy who can be a franchise? Is this a guy who can lead a team and have a chance win a Super Bowl? Trevor Lawrence. Still time or throwing out?
Still time. I might be in the minority there.
Okay.
I know that he's the golden boy. He's no other quarterback is, if you want to make a quarterback, Trevor Lawrence is the guy that you want to create. at the quarterback position. I think he's actually played relatively well this year. I know that the record isn't there, but he's done a better job at not turning the ball over. He's done a better job with his decision-making. He's making some plays. Still doesn't have that one guy where you're like, damn, he is a number one wide receiver, although Brian Thomas is having a very good season as a rookie, by the way. If there's a rookie wide receiver that's standing out, Brian Thomas is right there just as much as I think Malik Nabers might be, just as much as Marvin Harrison Jr. is. Very, very good season. I think there's still time for Trevor Lawrence. I know that he's struggling, hadn't won anything, but I think there's still time to me.
I still think there's time. The other reason that there's so much pressure on him, which there should be pressure because of the contract he signed. He got the big extension, he got the money, and now it's like, hey, yeah, you're not showing up. But I don't see all the problems Jacksonville has on Trevor Lawrence. I saw a stat that he has the most drop TD passes by his team, which Mahomes knows how that feels. So Trevor is going through that. And I also
the problem last year too in Jacksonville.
And I also think the offensive line is just not that good.
No, it's not. It's a problem. The defense isn't that good. The team isn't great. Obviously, Doug Peterson on the hot seat hasn't been necessarily the best at getting him in position to succeed.
No, not at all.
A lot of people have criticized the way they used Calvin Ridley last year. You know, and this is a guy who's a proven wide receiver, and you've got tape on how to use him. And they're just doing things with Calvin Ridley last year that's just like he's not good at.
Mm.
I would still say there's time for Trevor Lawrence as well. But I think the another reason that the pressure's on, as you mentioned, JT, is like he was touted as Drew said, like this golden boy. He was the next Peyton Manning. He was the guy. And that's a lot to live up to. Derek Carr, a little bit different. We're going the older route. Is there still time, New Orleans, or do you need to see if you can try and sell high? Hey, he scored 42 weeks in a row last month. Please take him. Give us a fifth round pick.
I think there's still time because I think that I forget what stat it was. I don't know if it was QBR or what it was, but I think Derek Carr has got he might have the best QBR on the season, or he might have the best passer, something like that. There's one stat where he's better than literally every single quarterback in the league. I think there's still time. Not saying that he can. It's tough because is he a franchise guy? He's good enough to be that, but his career's turning into Matt Ryan. His career's turning into Phillip Rivers in a way where he'll put up numbers, but is he actually able to take you to the next level and to the promised land? I think there's still time, but if you say throw out, makes complete sense.
Okay.
I think there's still time. The reason I say there's still time is because of the division. Where is that division going? Yeah, Kirk Cousins, who's also on the older side.
Yep.
You have Baker's had the last two seasons, great seasons.
Great seasons.
But what's going to happen when he loses Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? I think there's time. Also, do you really trust your backups that much to go out there and produce? I think it's Dennis Allen is the time to throw out, not Derek Carr.
I agree with that.
Throwing out Derek Carr as well. It's done. I've been a Derek Carr defender, but it's just time. It's over. Wrong side of the 35 or whatever it is at this point, and it's just he never had the athleticism. I think he still has a great arm, but now he is complete cement. He needs a great offensive line. If you were to throw him into last year's San Francisco 49ers team right now, maybe, but even if that's a maybe, I'm throwing you out. We're talking quarterbacks. If there's still time or if there's not, 913-586-7965. Want you to be a part of the conversation. And of course, DeAndre Hopkins is a Chief. We're going to get to that coming up next about who he is as a wide receiver and what's still left in the tank. But for right now, quarterbacks, still time or throwing you out. Kyler Murray. I'm still time for me, by the way. Still time on Kyler Murray.
Still time. I think that his time is less than Trevor Lawrence, though.
Oh, interesting. Okay, JT.
I think this is like his last shot.
Wow. I say
last
still,
shot.
Oh.
This season.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying in general, if
he were to, okay.
If he were to have a bad season, had all were to have a bad season in whatever stretch it is, I think it's time to move on or it's done.
Like if Kyler Murray, he's known to have a great first 8 weeks and the last 9 or 8 weeks, Call of Duty comes out and the statistics it comes out like next week.
In two days, I think, actually. So something like that.
The statistics go way down. If that were to happen, I could see what you're saying.
That would be hilarious, actually.
We'll see. JT?
There's still time, and I'm on the opposite side of Drew here. I think he has more time than Trevor Lawrence.
Mm. Kyler's older.
Yes.
Right? By a couple years.
And he also has Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's why I give him more time.
Dude, Brian Thomas might be better than Marvin Harrison Jr., Drew. Like, he might.
He's playing better than him.
He is. He looks better than him.
That's why you give Kyler more time, because you got to give him that chemistry to work with Marvin Harris.
Yeah, and Marvin Harrison or Kyler has those legs. I don't know. I'd give Trevor more time, but that is a really actually that's a good conversation. This is a guy who hasn't had a lot of time in the league, but a lot of people are upset. Anthony Richardson, you throwing you out? Is this
still time?
Is this that fish that you've had in the
we're getting there.
This is like the sushi that you got yesterday that was gas, and you had half a roll left, and then come tomorrow you're like, wait, what happened?
Or
this is terrible. The avocado's black already.
Yeah, like there's, it's almost like the, I don't even want to call it like there. Like there's some stale in there, and then there's some sweet. There's some good in there. Like there's like chips or whatever. You get a couple that are really good. You get the moments with Anthony Richardson. Yes. He looks really good on some plays, but then he looks so bad on other ones. And you got to figure it out here in the next couple, like in this year and then next year. One, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to be healthy for a whole season. But you need to have a. He needs to have a better good than bad season next season. Otherwise, I think it might be time to start questioning that.
My time with Anthony Richardson is shorter than anyone we've talked
about
besides Derek Carr.
He might be the youngest one, though.
You've
got to think about it like this. You've got to protect yourself, and what Anthony Richardson doesn't do is protect himself. When you want a quarterback, we've seen it with – now, obviously, Andrew Luck is a whole different story because he had a bad offensive line. But with Richardson, you've got to protect yourself because you're the star-studded offensive player for the Colts that they want to build around. And if you keep getting hurt, then they can't do it. So I think his time is way shorter than everyone besides Derek Carr's.
22 years old, Trevor 25, Kyler 27, and JT ready to cut it off before he's even 23. I disagree. I think that's part of the reason that sucks with the quarterback age that we're in. We don't give the guys the time. This is a guy who was drafted and had played, 14 games since high school coming to the NFL. I mean, he was just so raw. He needs time.
How old is he?
He's 22.
I was going to say, he'll
be 23 in May.
This guy's
so
coming
next
out of
season.
Cam Ward might be older than him actually right now. And he's still in college.
You know who is older than him? The Utah quarterback who's going back to Utah.
Cam Rising. Bo Nix it could be his uncle. This guy is young. Like,
Bo
you got to
give him too.
You got to give this guy. Bo Nix is like my, like, come on. You're just 26. You're just rookie. Like, stop. He's not 26. He's like 25. But Richardson is, you need to give him two more years. Two more years.
Does
is what
he
I'd
make
say.
It or is he going to retire? That's my question. Like, he's taking so many hits.
Who? I'm sorry. Tua?
No, Richardson.
Oh, Anthony Richardson. He's putting himself in bad positions where he's got to be careful. Like it's like Josh Allen in a way. Like, he plays like Josh Allen, but he's getting hurt where Josh Allen just isn't getting hurt. And Josh Allen also is a much better quarterback just in general. Anthony Richardson hasn't shown that yet.
He has not shown that, but again, like you said, there's those rare flashes.
It's still maybe there. Yes, it's still maybe there.
What still may be there is elite wide receiver skills from DeAndre Hopkins. That's what might still be there. I'm excited about it. DeAndre Hopkins, officially a Kansas City Chief. We're going to get into it because there's a lot of skepticism coming around the text line. A lot of, he's an injured wide receiver. This doesn't really move the needle. I'm going to tell you why it does. We'll have numbers to back it up. JT Noah, Drew Nixon, myself, Mac Morey. Stay locked in after hours right here, 96.5 The Fan. D-Hop's a Chief. He's going to score touchdowns.
You're in love.
Yes, I am. I'm a believer. I am a believer. I'm so excited about DeAndre Hopkins.
Shout out to Shrek, man. I tell you.
Shout out to Shrek. Shout out to JT Noah back there bringing us the bangers.
Yes.
I saw this right up and I was like, you know what? It's got to go for Matt because he's such a believer.
Yes. I love it. I'm a believer for a lot of reasons. And we can get into some of those. I want to see if you're a believer or not. 913-586-7965 is the number to text in here on 96.5 The Fan. Listening to After Hours, Drew Nixon and JT Noah and myself, Mac Morey. James Palmer had some stuff to say over wherever he was today. I don't even know, NFL Live. I'm talking about DeAndre Hopkins and his unique skill set. Let's listen to what he had to say.
You know, I don't know if Patrick's ever played with a receiver like this, to where if you want to throw it in his vicinity – during the majority of DeAndre Hopkins' career, it's either he's catching it or it's incomplete. Like, his ability in a contested catch is outstanding, especially during the sideline, through the middle of the field, and his physicality. He's one of the strongest pound-for-pound guys in the NFL during most of his career. So I think what he does fit in terms of the fit of what they want to do offensively, he's going to move the chains for you, and he's going to bring some relief off of Travis Kelce. And you're going to have the ability to have multiple options now that can just move the chains. I don't think he's a down-the-field threat he used to be. He was never the fastest guy coming into the league. I think he was 4 or 5 when he came into the NFL, which right now, in terms of receivers in today's day and age, is like a slug. But he has gained speed faster than you think he is.
Well, you know, you hear him mention at the end the go-route stuff or the deep ball break the top off the defense type stuff. The good thing is they have that. They don't need that. That's not what they need. They need the intermediate short route, get open quickly, get me that 3rd and 6, be reliable with the hands. We know he's reliable with the hands. He's the longest streak with a catch at 168 games as well. Kelsey's 2nd with 164. So the 2 longest streaks of a catch in the NFL right now are going to be going out and running routes and catching passes from Patrick Mahomes.
It's definitely a good thing to have. As we played the cut from James Palmer, I was thinking, what wide receiver does he kind of replace more? Does he replace Rasheed more? Does he replace Hollywood Brown more? I don't know if it's necessarily either one in particular, but the way that Rasheed's able to run routes, DeAndre Hopkins can run routes really well. I think that's more of the mold. Or you think down the line you get Hollywood Brown back potentially. You have Xavier Worthy. You're in a really good position as a wide receiver room, better than you were last year in the playoffs.
Even though
Rasheed was as good as he was at the end of last year. If you were to say, yeah, we don't have Rasheed, but we have DeAndre Hopkins, who's playing well at that point, hopefully he's healthy, fully recovered from the MCL, playing through it. Hollywood Brown is hopefully good to go. And Xavier Worthy is still healthy to that point. You still have Travis Kelce. I mean, collectively, you feel a lot more confident with that group, I think, than you would have previously with last season, going into a year where, as you said earlier, Mac, they've got a better defense this year in your mind. Yep. Isaiah Pacheco could potentially come back, but even if, say he doesn't come back, the running back by committee thing is working out pretty well right now because Kareem Hunt is playing really well. Patrick Mahomes is sometimes making a little bit more mistakes than making great plays, but in the moments that matter most, he's making those great
plays.
And the interceptions aren't all on him anyways. So I think that this is they had to make a trade. This, out of all of the options that were there, is the best because out of all the guys that were on the table, I feel like you would want the guy that had, to this point, the best career. He's 32, but he had 1,000 yards last year. I think a lot of people forget.
1,000 yards on the Tennessee Titans, dude.
I think a lot of people forget how good of a player DeAndre Hopkins is. And even if DeAndre Hopkins can give you 800 yards, that's for 32 years old, that's a really good guy to have, I think, compared to, one, what the Chiefs used to have, and two, there's not many other wide receivers in general that can give you 800 yards when they're 25, let alone 32. So I think that as long as DeAndre Hopkins is healthy, like James Palmer said, you give him those contested catches, he still has that ability, the intuitiveness, the ability to go and make those plays, and it's not going to be an interception throwing that contested ball up because DeAndre's either going to catch it or at least the other team's not going to get it.
Yeah, he's probably not going to drop it. The 3 years prior to Tennessee, he had 3 drops on 300 targets. That's a 1% drop rate.
That's the opposite. That's the complete opposite of what the Chiefs had last year.
Exactly. He only had one. He has 1 drop this year. He only had 4 last year on his 75 catches over 150 targets or 130 targets he had last year. And people bring up the health thing. You mentioned DeAndre Hopkins and the health. Kind of a myth. We kind of do this with some players, right? Keenan Allen's one where it's like, oh, Keenan Allen can't stay healthy. You look at the game slate, it's like, hey, he can. The stats in the game slate.
He's just playing through more pain, I guess.
He's playing through injury, and that's fine, and maybe he's got some ailments, but he's on the field. I mean, you look at this. Since 2013, 16, 16, 16, 16 games played, 15, 16, 15, 16, and then you get to 2021. You got 10 games. He had the injury. 2022, 9 games. He had a suspension. And by the way, in those 9 games, over 700 yards, and it wasn't just with Kyler Murray. This was with a rotating door over there.
Did they have was Dobbs playing?
They had.
Was Dobbs not there yet?
No, I don't think it was Dobbs, but they had. I mean,
it was by committee for sure.
It was by committee. There was like maybe a Clayton Tune moment there for a second. Like it wasn't good.
Mike White.
Yeah, like it wasn't fun. And he had 700 yards in 9 games. You extrapolate that to 17 games. You're talking, 1,300 yards for DeAndre Hopkins in 2021.
He still has something.
You're 2022. He's
not washed.
No, he's not washed by any means. I still think he's a top 20 receiver right now. I'm mentioning drops. Amari Cooper, 11 drops this year. In 2018, DeAndre Hopkins did not even have a drop. And you talk about route running. James Palmer mentioning the elite route running, the route tree that he has, the footwork, the ability to shake and bake, even with that 4.5, now less than a 4.5 speed at 32 years old. Wide receiver leaders in route win share in the NFL. Now, this is basically just like, can you beat your man? Like, this is, are you getting open on man-to-man coverage? It's not like the separation rate, like how far are you separated from, like, Tyreek Hill wins that, right? Because he's just so fast. He's going to be like 8 yards ahead of, of cornerbacks. That's not Hopkins, right? Hopkins isn't gaining speed and 3 yards ahead of you. We talked about it. He's contested catches, but he's still winning in man rate right now. Number one in the league in wide receiver leaders in route win share is Adonai Mitchell, which, by the way, rookie out of Texas for Indianapolis.
Mitchell, man, yeah.
A.D. Mitchell, 51.9% route win share. D-Hop at number two in the NFL, 50% route win share against man coverage. Just saw on Twitter some All-22 stuff of D-Hop from a Titans guy of just him busting Sauce Gardner in one-on-one, busting him. And it was off of a little slant or a drag route, and that is exactly what Kansas City is going to do. That is their bread and butter. And you mentioned, is he Rashee Rice? Is he Hollywood Brown? For me, this is Rashee Rice. This is Juju Smith-Schuster, a bigger body, 6'1".
Route running guy,
timing with Mahomes on those back shoulder throws that you mentioned, little comeback routes, sitting in a zone, make something happen off a screen pass or something. Like, that is what he is to me. And you, Hollywood Brown comes back. You've got Xavier Worthy, who by week 16, 17 is a little more tenured, has some games under his belt, has made those mistakes and that he's not going to make again. All of a sudden, you got two running backs with Pacheco back. All of a sudden, this...
And you still have Travis Kelce.
And Mahomes.
And Noah Gray's having a great season.
Zero to hero, baby. Like, scary hours for this offense, plausibly.
Yeah, I think that's what you can look forward to. It obviously starts with right now, and... By the way, it was Colt McCoy. Somebody mentioned Colt McCoy. I think that's...
Colt McCoy. Yes, it was Colt McCoy.
Who is now retired, by the way.
Yes, it was Colt McCoy.
But yeah, you just look at all these numbers, and they're more, I guess, in a way, analytic numbers, especially like when you look at like the route win shares. But when you're talking about what the Chiefs need, a guy to get open, who can do it on his own. Like, Andy doesn't have to scheme anything. You don't have to decoy anybody. This man can get open on his own.
Yep.
Sky Moore can't do it. Justin Watson cannot do it. Xavier Worthy?
Not yet.
That's just not the type of player that he is at the moment. He's only a few games into his career. He is the guy that can do it, and I think that's something that Mahomes is just going to fall in love with, where Cody mentioned today, he thinks he's going to get 8 to 10 targets in every single game.
I love it.
I think that's something that you have to, I don't know if it's this weekend because he's just coming in, but going forward, it's going to help Travis Kelce out a little bit. And DeAndre Hopkins is talented. Travis Kelce beforehand is good enough on his own to make plays and do all of that stuff. He has been the guy that's drawn away defenders so other guys can do their thing. It helps create, get guys open and get guys open where you have two guys who can do it on their own. Just think about the other opportunities that Xavier Worthy is going to have. Justin Watson might be in there periodically. He's going to get open because of the attention that DeAndre Hopkins is going to draw and Travis Kelce. So it's not just one guy anymore. You got two guys that can create that separation, make sure the offense a lot more dangerous.
Also, Veach, we're so worried as fans about, is he going to get injured? Well, Veach kind of put a little blanket around that, because if he doesn't play so many snaps, guess what? That fifth round pick just stays as a fifth round. It's not going up to a fourth round pick no matter what. So Veach made sure about it. Hey, I know there's a little bit worrisome about his injury, the MCL, whatever. Listen, I'm going to put a little blanket over it, and we're going to give him a fifth. But if he doesn't play this amount of snaps, it's not going to the fourth like everyone keeps talking about. So I think Veach made sure to keep that under wraps. And for comparison, I think he's more of a Sammy Watkins. I think he's a Sammy Watkins who's going to be open. And he doesn't have to do anything special. He can make two or three great catches a game, and I'm going to be happy, because guess what? That keeps Sky Moore off my field. It keeps Justin Watson from running around out there. So I think whatever you're upset about with this trade, I think it's for the better for the Chiefs, because he's now the best wide receiver on this team.
I mean, you were mentioning your group chat this morning, JT, about, you know, your friends, I don't know, he's washed, he's old. It's like, you wanted a receiver. Brett Veach went out and got a receiver, and he got what was one of the best names really available to go trade for. And a guy who was cheap. You know, you were talking about money. You're talking about style and fit. Like, this was the best option available. If you're an Amari Cooper guy, I understand. I get it. That may have been better. To me, Hopkins is this guy, and it's a guy that the Chiefs have wanted more. And Hopkins has eyed Kansas City, obviously, a few days ago, posting that video on Instagram of him and his family in the car playing 22, listening to Taylor Swift. Maybe the hints were out there. Maybe the signs were there. We just weren't paying attention. But D-Hop obviously has wanted to be a Kansas City Chief, and now finally that has happened. Brett Veach making moves, but Are they done yet? I mean, we just got that text from the 402. Perfect timing. It's what's coming up. Who do we think they're targeting? If they are targeting anyone else, is it a wide receiver? Is it a cornerback with that cornerback injuries? We're going to talk all about it. Stay locked in. 96.5 The Fan. JT Noah, Drew Nixon, Mac Morey. It's your home for Kansas City sports.
Welcome back to After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for KC sports. Drew Nixon alongside Mac Morey and JT Noah. So we were talking, Mac teased before he went into break. Do we need, are the Chiefs done yet? From the 402, an interesting text regarding potential rumors, some suggestions even. The reports are the Chiefs aren't done. Who do we think they're targeting? Any rumors? Christian Kirk, Deontay Johnson, Romeo Doubs. I think Doubs is a little bit of a pipe dream. Not going to happen. Christian Kirk's making too much money. I don't even know if the Chiefs could afford him in the first place, if they even wanted him.
No, I don't know if they would want him.
They
don't want him.
Deontay Johnson is a name that is populated multiple times. I think he's, what, $7 million, I think, is what he's currently owed now. Another name, DeMarcus Robinson, obviously familiarity with the Chiefs. Darius Slayton's another one. The reason I was thinking about this, and I talked to Mac and I were talking over the course of the break real quick, of they're getting in DeAndre Hopkins. If you think Hollywood Brown is going to be back for the playoffs, do you even need to get a guy like a Deontay Johnson, or do you go after a player like Darius Slayton, DeMarcus Robinson, potentially to be that third or fourth guy, where then your tandem would be DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, insert whoever it is. You get Sky Moore off the field. Justin Watson would be off the field. You'd have McColl maybe in for a few snaps. You'd have Juju in. And that would be your wide receiver crew. I think maybe Darius Slayton or DeMarcus Robinson make a little bit more sense for that conversation more than even Deontay Johnson. I don't know where you stand on that, Mac. I know that DeMarcus Robinson, I don't know, would he be a fan favorite? I guess I do not think a fan favorite. I don't know if that would be a fan favorite necessarily, but the fact that he's got familiarity with the Chiefs, it fits what the Chiefs have done.
That's my name. If we're going to add someone, is it a necessity? No, I don't think it's a necessity. I think a necessity was adding a big name like Hopkins. They did that. And at this point, like Juju, get that knee, get that hamstring ready to go for the latter half in the playoffs and be there. Xavier, you know, get your snaps, figure this out. And then Hardman and Watson can be kind of goes those security blankets, fill in the rest of the snap count. That, and obviously Hollywood Brown comes back as that number two. That to me is enough. But you're right. If you wanted one more kind of wide receiver four-ish option who maybe could come in and be another just consistent piece to the puzzle, I would say DeMarcus Robinson, because he knows Mahomes, he knows the offense, and he could come in and just be a part of it. And he wouldn't care about, oh, I'm not being played enough. You didn't bring a guy like Deontay Johnson, and he's going to want to be a huge part of this offense. Like, he's going to want to.
Wasn't that a problem in Pittsburgh a little bit, where he was like, I want my targets?
Exactly.
Like, he was doing the diva thing a little bit.
We can't have any of that. The Chiefs cannot have any of that in the locker room right now if they're going to try and secure this three-peat. They can't have someone saying, me, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. DeAndre Hopkins not going to do that. DeMarcus Robinson, I think, would certainly not do that. He knows what his role would be in this Chiefs offense, and it may be elevated a little bit, but he'd probably come back in and fit right where he was a few years ago, that wide receiver three or four option. I don't hate it, but you ask me if the Chiefs need it? No, I don't think the Kansas City needs it.
All right, so DeMarcus Robinson right now, 13 catches on the air for 198 yards, average of about 15 per catch. He's got one touchdown. Of course, the Rams going through some injury issues, to say the least, right now.
He's been a wide receiver one for like a month and a half, like 5 weeks now. I mean, that's a lot to ask for D-Rob.
I don't know if I was going to say, I don't know if it scares you that he only has 198 yards in that, I guess, role. I mean, if you look back at the last few weeks, 9 yards against the Raiders, 28.
Yeah, I understand.
But he's only had like one, two, or three catches, where if DeMarcus Robinson is your four and he has three catches for 28, fine. It's a guy that is able to fit in the offense, and it's not like you're calling on him to be that guy. They already got that guy. DeAndre Hopkins is that guy.
Yep.
Hollywood Brown will be that guy when he comes back. You don't need to go out and add another guy who's going to require, to your point, seven targets a game. Like, hey, give me the ball, man. I'm open.
It's not seven targets to go around. Like, this is a team that's still going, like we talked about it, this team's still going to run the football. Mm. Like, even with DeAndre Hopkins, the identity of this team is going to be defense and, like, time of possession, attrition, basically, just going to out-man you and out physical you. Every snap, you're going to be tired by the end of this game. And all of a sudden, you think you have it. You're down by three. You need this stop. It's third and five. And whoop, sidearm. DeAndre Hopkins for 10 yards. Game over.
We have the best defense in the league. That is our anchor. You know that
exactly. That's, yeah. Best coach.
Best kicker.
Make good decisions.
Right,
best kicker. We know we can kick that 56, 60 yard or whatever it is. The Chiefs have the Infinity Stones to where they don't need 400 yards. Like, they don't need Hopkins for 100. They don't need another receiver to come in and be this guy. I think DeMarcus Robinson could fill that hole if there is one.
And in that same breath, Darius Slayton, if you were wondering, 25 catches for 312 yards on the year. Better numbers overall.
Yeah, better receiver.
He has a couple games where he's got six catches against the Bengals. He had six for 57. He had eight for 122 against Seattle.
Nice.
He's got some pop in there. I wonder if that would also be an interesting option. But I think not that you're off Diontae Johnson. JT, if you were the Chiefs, who out of those three are you taking? Diontae Johnson, DeMarcus Robinson, Darius Slayton?
Well, as a fan, I want Diontae Johnson. But as a smart strategic move that I think Veach would do, it would be bring D-Rob back. And the reason I say that is because he knows the system, he knows how to play, and he has a feel for what Mahomes would need out of him being in that situation. Plus, I think he would be on the cheaper side than Diontae Johnson. We don't have very many picks go 3-4 days into the draft, so they want to try to keep that as many as we can, and that's why I liked the D-Hop trade. You were going to have to give up multiple third-round picks to get Amari Cooper, so I like the trade for D-Hop, and I think you could give a seventh up to get D-Rob, and I think it would work out because he knows the system well.
Somebody from the 816, that's better than anything Sky Moore has given us.
Well, I love this from the 816.
You would not be wrong, because this year, Sky Moore has played in three games. He has zero catches for 0 yards. This is a little bit intricate. Looking at back at the stats.
Dropped two passes, muffed a punt.
If you compare DeMarcus Robinson's stats from this year just to what Sky did last year, actually, even numbers. Sky Moore last year had 21 catches for 244 yards, averaged 11 per catch. I mean, kind of similar, actually, to DeMarcus Robinson. But
yeah, did Sky Moore have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua ahead of him?
Again.
Gotcha.
I think that's
just making sure.
That's where, again, that's where
he had two guys get over 120 targets.
That,
like,
numbers never lie. I think that's true, but context is always important when you look at numbers. And yes, those are the numbers that Sky Moore got. But when you look at it, when you watch, like, there's nothing, I don't know if there's anything better than the eye test. And when you watch Sky Moore play, you're not watching much of anything, particularly in this season as well. So I still think
I don't know why Sky Moore's on the roster. I think we had that texture. I don't know. No excuse. No excuse for him to be on the roster.
Fits, I think, what the Chiefs do. Look, regarding the Sky Moore thing, I've been on this from the spring. I hate saying it again because I feel like I'm a broken record, but they could have done this. they could have figured this out in April in the NFL draft.
You're right.
They could have figured it out. And you wouldn't have heard another peep from about Sky Moore ever again regarding the Chiefs, at least, unless they were playing against Sky Moore, because it wouldn't matter. He wouldn't be on the team. But here he is. And I think you brought up the Bink joining your show this morning on Fesco and Dusty, 6A to 10A, right here on 96.5 The Fan, that Justin Ross is going to get more PT. I'm interested.
Yep, make it elevated.
If it's Nico or Mejio, I'm interested.
Very
you know?
Interested.
Either one of those guys, why not take a flyer? Because Sky Moore's not giving you anything right
anything.
Now.
So anything. He's a zero.
Why not try something else? When we come back, very briefly, Mac and I love some NBA. You're a Celtics got off to a
Let's
hot start.
Go.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Bronny and the Bron moment last night. Yeah, we'll throw that in there, as well as the NBA season tipping off officially more tonight. A lot of games in action right now. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. It's After Hours on 96.5 The Fan. Thank you, JT. Thank you. And JT Noah producing the show. Drew Nixon, Mac Morey. It's After Hours. Especially, it's such
yes.
Man, come on now.
Hey.
You can get down with this. The NBA season tipped off yesterday.
Woo,
Jason,
yes, sir.
Jason Tatum was back like he didn't even leave or go anywhere. So did Anthony Davis, by the way. But 37, 4, and 10, I think is what Tatum's stat line was. Played a little bit mad after getting essentially no playing time in the Olympics. Take that for what it is. Adam Silver and Grant Hill and whoever else selected the Team USA roster.
Thank you, Steve Kerr. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I blame Steve Kerr too. Jeez, man.
Boom.
I will say they tied the record. Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When the last 7 minutes, they missed every single three. They needed one more to break the record, and they couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
And the bench guys were starting to do it, and I wanted them, even though they were throttling the Knicks last night, I wanted them to take one final shot, but they ended up just dribbling it out. I was like, dang. I know,
try one more. But that's the first game. You know, this team has a chance to really break that record.
Why not go ahead and do that? But that was one of the cool moments. Another cool moment that some people feel was forced. I think kind of manufactured. Sure, Bronny and LeBron get on the court. Bronny only played 3 minutes.
Yeah, and it was an 8-0 run.
I think Colin,
in that 3 minutes from the Timberwolves.
I was going to say
he got targeted for possession.
And was going after him.
Oh, he was, man.
I think Colin Cowherd made an interesting point. He said that moment was for the TikTok fans, the casual NBA fans.
Were,
oh, cool moment. This is great. This is not going to happen very often again because Bronny needs to continue to get more reps. It's not going to be in a closer game. It's going to be garbage time minutes is what he's going to get, or he's just going to be in the G League, and that's fine.
G League.
I will say this. It was a very cool moment. Cool for Bron. Cool for Bronny. It was cool that Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. were there as well. Look, the Lakers looked really good last night, but it's the first game of the season. It's easy to gas it up. Real quick, before we go to break and wrap it up, you and I follow the NBA extensively, Mac. This is my favorite sport is basketball. As much as I love me some college football, I'm from Indiana, so I feel like it's my obligation to like basketball more than anything else. Who do you have winning the NBA championship?
Boston Celtics. A little biased there.
Over who, though? I feel like you got a...
Oklahoma City Thunder would be like my finals pick out of the West.
I like it. JT, who do you want?
That's crazy. I have the Thunder beating the Celtics.
Oh, do
in
you
the
really?
Finals.
Yeah. Okay, hey, that's a good pick.
Nice.
I'm fine with that.
I'm gonna say I have neither of the teams that you guys have. Actually, okay. I think the Timberwolves win the whole thing over the 76ers. Now, preface.
Anthony Edwards not ready. Keep going.
No, you can't talk about my dog like
that.
I
love Ant. I love Ant.
I love Anthony. I think he's the face of the league, man.
I watch JT and Ant back to back, and I just go, okay, there's time. There's maturation that needs to happen for
you.
Ant.
Watch me? That's crazy.
of course, man. I always watch.
That was a good follow.
I'm always watching.
I think that the Sixers, though, like Embiid saying he's not going to play back to backs, cowardly moves. Like, bro, I don't know if you saw KG go off on him on social media.
Yeah,
he was like, bro,
it was awesome.
We did training camp. We did 5-on-5.
Yep.
We went through hell. Our game was different. You're playing a softer version of basketball right now, and you're saying I'm taking off back-to-backs. He's not playing at all this week, by the way, and the NBA is investigating their whole situation with the Sixers. I love me some Paul George, too. I think the Sixers find a way to get in, but the Timberwolves end up winning it. I think Ant's the MVP. That's mainly the reason why. Someone from the 816 real quick said, I love basketball, too. I have the Lakers in 4 against anyone. You have to be lying to yourself, please. You have to admit.
Yeah, that is a terrible pick. Almost as terrible as Drew's Philadelphia 76ers pick.
I think
close.
The Sixers pick is better than that.
You're right, it is better. It's still
the Lakers
bad.
Sweeping
right.
Whoever? Please.
That's terrible. Lakers
they might not make the playoffs.
Lakers bad.
That's going to do it for this hour. Coming up, our out of left field question, and also DeAndre Hopkins is a Chief. We're going to talk more about that, but from another angle of, we talked about, do they go get another wide receiver? Do they need to go get corner now? Is that the new priority? We're going to talk about that and more in the final hour that we have here on After Hours. It's 96.5 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Out of Left Field question is next.